Southeast Louisiana has a rapidly growing population of immigrant students. Many are from Central America. When students arrive at local public schools, they need to learn English in addition to the rest of their curriculum. For our latest installment of WWNO's Voices of Educators series, we hear from Cowan College Prep High School teacher Jasmine Zobrist. Zobrist has a classroom of English language learners. All of her students have been in the U.S. for less than a year.
A lot of our students are actually not necessarily wanting to be here, but they and their families felt like they had to leave their country. Gangs have taken over the areas and are recruiting young men to be a part of the gangs. And if you don't want to be a part of that life, their only option was kind of to leave at this point.
All right, so raise your hand. Let's share from each group.
I have a few who, they were not going to school. They stopped going to school from sixth grade. But now they're here and they're under 18 and they need to go to school legally. We're literally teaching them like how to organize your binder, how to put your name on your paper.
Now you have your paper. Todos tienen su papel.
We are reading The House on Mango Street by Sandra Cisneros. And the reason we start with that text at the beginning of the year is because a lot of the things culturally are very similar to where our students are coming from.
And
see
them.
I think that being Mexican American has definitely allowed me to have that relationship with the kids where we can joke. I can say something that they completely understand because they go through it. They opened up super quickly when they realized that we could speak the same language. I think the hardest part is balancing understanding the kids' situations. So balancing, like, trying to push them, knowing that they might have worked all night or knowing that they went home and had to take care of all of their siblings, finding that balance between, like, I'm here for you, I hear you, I understand, and I'm going to work with you, but also I'm going to hold you to a really high standard.
All right, let's give them our attention. Atención. Eyes over here.
I want them to know that even though their English might not be perfect at the end of this year, their understanding of these concepts can be taken for any class. So I try to always teach skills that they'll be able to use in their science class, in their math class, and in their daily job, which is like speaking in full sentences, for example.
Su opinión con la evidencia del texto. So as long as you have text evidence to support these answers, I'm going to accept them.
A lot of them are shy because, oh, my accent, and it's going to sound funny. I'm like, everyone in here has an accent. That's why we have this class. It's a sheltered class. It's safe, and it's for you guys. Do it now and practice now and make mistakes now so when you go out into the world, you don't have to feel like, ah, I didn't get a chance to practice.
All right, Gabrielle, you said you want to come next.
That piece was produced by WWNO's Jess Clark. Entergy Corporation supports WWNO's education reporting.